Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to...
Well, I mean...
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening and tuning in. It's nice to be back once again. I've been away for a while. The first order of business is I want to go ahead and thank Dennis Quisenberry, who did the show for me this past Friday night. I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to him and tell him thank you for sitting in for me to host the show. I also want to go ahead and thank my producers for filling in with a pre-recorded show this past week. So if you got to tune in, you got to hear another show that we've previously done. So I want to go ahead and thank all of them for that. We're going to be joined with my co-host this evening, and we're going to be speaking to her momentarily. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. I'll see you in here. So that's our show for tonight. We're going to have a very good show for you this evening. I want to go ahead and say happy birthday to my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake. She celebrated on last week, and she's going to join us right now. Ms. Blake, thank you for joining us, and I trust that you had a wonderful birthday celebration.
Hi, Dr. Walker. I did. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yes, and happy belated birthday to you, because I understand you have your birthday in the month of July as well.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. And, of course, I hope that yours was as pleasant and nice as mine was, and I'm glad that you made it through. You want to share anything with us? We're open to hear anything that may have gone on.
I actually had a wonderful time visiting several cities and reconnecting with lots of friends and just the good people out there. So just looking forward to another year of life.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. You know, that's good. That's very modest of you. Very, very good. Are you ready for tonight's broadcast?
I'm excited as always.
Okay. That's good. It seems like I've been away for longer than a minute because I've had you fill in, and I thank you for filling in for me in my absence. You did an outstanding job, and it's evident by the number of listeners that have tuned in to that broadcast. So
no
thank
problem.
You for that publicly here.
Thank you.
And we also, for Dennis, he did the Friday night show for me as well, and I want to thank him publicly for that and tuning in for us also. All right, we're going to get to the story for the evening. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. The title, I'm going to start out a little differently. Tonight, the title is, How Long Does the In-Love Feeling Last? part one. How long does the in love feeling last? Part one. Gladys and Hector are the characters in tonight's story. Gladys and Hector, both in their early 20s, have been married for the past 3 years. Now, Gladys is now reflecting on their dating, which lasted 11 months prior to getting married. Now, she recalls how excited Hector used to be upon seeing her and going out all the time. After their initial stages of dating within the past 3 months, they had their share of problems, just like any other relationship, after the novelty or excitement of someone new wears off. Now, for some reason, Gladys is not feeling that in-love feeling from Hector as she did when they dated into those first 3 months. Hector tells her that the in-love feeling is not a reality. Instead, it is what all relationships encounter, and she needs to get used to it. He insists that he loves her and is very much in love with her, but can't understand what it is she's expecting or looking for. Now, furthermore, Hector believes that their commitment to each other supersedes or confirms that in-love feeling, and anything beyond that is a fantasy, he says. Now, this feeling or lack thereof is leaving Gladys with a feeling of emptiness because she thinks and feels it shall last forever, that in-love feeling, that is. Now, the questions are, and we have three questions that we go start tonight's broadcast off with. Is there something wrong with Gladys's thinking that the in-love feeling should last forever? Question number two, is Hector on point when he says the commitment to each other supersedes or confirms that in-love feeling? And then finally, question number three, is Gladys living in a fantasy world as suggested by Hector? And we ask that you stand by, and we're going to go right to that, which, of course, once again brings us to tonight's topic. How long does the in-love feeling last when it comes to your relationship, part one? I'm ready for this one. How about you?
I am. That's a really intriguing question. Very intriguing.
Okay. Well, let's just start with, before we even go to those questions, let me just ask you. Do you think that the in-love feeling, you know how it is when you meet someone new and you're excited about them, you can't wait to talk to them, hear their voice, can't wait to see them, and it's just like it seems to be romantic and the excitement. Obviously that, because people don't always stay together, so somewhere along the way that feeling wore off. What do you think happens to the in love?
Wow. Well, it's like anything new. I think we are mesmerized by it initially, the newness of it. Sort of like when you get a new car, you know, it smells good, it rides nice. You know, you're careful about where you park it, how people touch it. And over time, you know, you may not even wash it. I don't know. I think that over time, it does change. And unfortunately, for some people, it changes more quickly than others.
Okay. All right. And I tend to agree with you. It's like that new car, that newness, but. The difference here, there's not an emotion necessarily in that car to reciprocate that feeling. So when you're dealing with someone else, like in Gladys' case here, she wants that feeling to last forever from Hector. And Hector is saying that's not a reality. That's not going to happen. Is Gladys living in a fantasy world? Is she really living in a fantasy world to have that expectation?
Perhaps she is. You know, I don't want to sound like the pessimistic person because I usually try to be the optimist on the show. But
okay.
I think she is. Apparently, I've talked to couples that they do still have some of that in-love feeling. But on average, it's been my experience in talking with people that over time, that initial excitement kind of wears off. It shouldn't wear completely off, But it that initial high of every time you're around them, every time you know you're going to see them, I think that as humans we get a little bit accustomed to it, and we calm down a little bit.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines here. You're listening to Lives of the Dr. Jesse Watch Show. We're going to get another opinion up in here, 407-202. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, and who do we have on the air this evening?
Dr. Walker, you got Jesse here. How are you?
Okay, we're doing just great, Jesse. What do you think here? That in-love feeling, how long does that in-love feeling last?
Well, you know, I'm going to speak from my experience, but that in-love feeling, that lasts maybe a year or two. However, I'm sorry, that was my little daughter there, London. She wanted to get in on the phone conversation, so I had to kick her out.
Oh, I see.
But that in-love feeling only lasts a year or two. But I think we're really asking the wrong question here. And the question I think we should be asking is, how do you love somebody but still like them? Now, there's a comedian, Patrice O'Neill, and I have it queued up here on the radio here, ready for you. I'd like to play a bit, if you would. Could I play this bit?
All right. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Listen closely.
All right. We're standing by to hear this piece, so we're waiting for him to come back.
Not that I've ever heard that.
Uh-huh. Well, certainly, I've heard people, I mean, when you sit and you counsel with people, you certainly do hear a number of people that express what they thought, and it's interesting that you say how people may have initially liked that smiking that they did, and then or that over exerting themselves when they're talking, and later you find that the people are like, I can't stand when he talks or when she talks.
It becomes downright annoying.
Right, and then the smacking part is like, what you tolerated initially, you're no longer interested in tolerating. Let's go back to Jesse for a second. Back with us.
Yes, I'm back with you.
Okay, we apologize. We had to mute you because we were not able to pick up clear audio on that. So if you want to give us a gist of what was said relative to tonight's topic, that would be greatly appreciated. And we're talking about how long does that in love feeling last? And you came back with a counter that maybe we're not asking the right question, but instead, how do you like someone, love someone, and still like them when after 2 years when this may have worn off? And I think 2 years is a long time for that in love feeling. Go ahead, Doug.
I do too.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm not a professional comedian, but
okay.
Patrice O'Neill, who is a comedian, he has this bit, and it's all over the internet. And the bit is about how women need to stop bothering men. No offense.
Okay.
But
all right.
In this bit, he talks about how it's hard to be honest with a woman, and that men, you need to learn how to. Women need to understand that you can't both love a woman and like them at the same time. And it's kind of similar to what your co-host has said. You know, people have these annoying habits that creep up over time, and it tends to get on each other's nerves. And so he goes into this bit, and he describes how men need to have a woman around somewhere, but not necessarily in their vicinity. They can be around in the other room, but not all up in your space. And it's really a funny bit, and I'm sure the way that I'm describing it, it sounding offensive. And I'm going to try to get that online for you one of these shows so you can hear it, because it's really funny.
Okay, well, we would appreciate that. We would appreciate that piece. And Patrice O'Neill, I thought it was a lady, but you say Patrice, a guy.
Yes, he's a guy.
But I'm sure he's not speaking for the male species all over. And as a comedian, he's finding this, and maybe the circle that he hangs with, he's putting that out there. Because I think, contrary to what I thought I heard you say, how can it's difficult loving someone and liking them at the same time. And I think you can love someone and like them at the same time. I don't know if I heard wrong. Ms. Blake, give me your thoughts. Do you think it's possible to love someone and like them at the same time? I certainly do.
Almost definitely you can. I think, and I may be taking it a far stretch, what he may be alluding to, because I was having a conversation with a gentleman this week at the mall. You know, I talk to people everywhere, Dr. Walker. Just a walk
right,
talk.
I know. Uh-huh.
And he was saying, you know, that women typically can't handle the truth, and maybe they like women a little bit more quiet and a little less opinionated. And
<That's>
he, of course, I took offense to that. But so that may be the thing, like, you know, like Sinbad used to say, our goal in life, or men, the goal in life is just to watch the game. If that means make her think she's right, you know, just tell her so you can watch the game.
Wow, the goal in life. That's interesting. That's very interesting, just to watch the game. That is very interesting. Jesse, go ahead. You had a comment?
Well, I think that bit is probably very similar to what Sinbad was saying, because in Patrice O'Neill's bit, he talks about how he just wants to watch the game. And next thing you know, his woman is all over him, bothering him, and one asking questions when he just wants to be brainless and watch the game.
And then there are those men who want their woman to watch the game with him and be all over him. I mean, because, I'm just thinking, it can't be a relationship of convenience. You know, it's got to be, there has to be that compromise. But you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Wark Show, 347-857-1769. We would love to hear from you. How long does that in-love feeling last? Now, we've got one of our callers here, Jesse, that spoke and said that 1 to 2 years. Elaborate on that for me, Jesse, if you would. 1 to 2 years. That can be considered a long time for that in-love feeling. And perhaps let me ask you to start out by defining what that in-love feeling is to you, what it means.
To me, I guess the in-love feeling is just this this feeling of always wanting to be near your significant other. And I think it has to do something with a little bit of biology and the chemicals that are actually released in the brain that helps give this feeling. And at some point, those chemicals kind of, you know, they run low. For me personally, you know, that feeling may have lasted a year, maybe a little bit longer, but then you find it in little pockets. And I'm running close to 9 years of marriage, and recently we went to a party, and it was a 90s party, and, you know, they played some music, and I got to watch my wife dance. And that in-love feeling, you know, it comes and it goes. But when I watch my wife dance, you know what? Those chemicals were released, and I was in love again. So every now and again, you need to go and just watch your wife dance, and that's what helps keeps it going.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, Dr. Walker, that he made.
I do. I agree.
Yeah, because, and in fact, I was going to comment on that earlier about the fact that you can have, though, like he said, that in-love feeling will come back from time to time, because you're
right.
Really in trouble if you never feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think so, and certainly it can happen. We're going to go to the phone lines momentarily. We're going to take comments that will come in. I certainly think that if it doesn't come back, then there's a problem of settling into the relationship, and somewhere along the way, somebody's not going to be happy, and that's not a healthy relationship either. So the in-love feeling came back, and it goes and it comes. How healthy a relationship would you say that is, Ms. Blake? Let me go with you. And then, Jesse, I want to ask you that same question. Then we're going to go to the phone line.
You mean one that goes and comes, the in-love feeling?
Yeah, it goes and comes. It's not peaks and valleys. I would think that, you know, there's, you know, if it could be neutralized. If it's not peaks and valleys. Give me your thoughts on that, though.
I think as long as it does, you do feel it at some point. I think it's very normal. I think it's extremely normal.
Okay. All right, Jesse, what do you think?
I'd have to agree. It is extremely normal for it to go. It would have to be probably something wrong with a person if they felt that way all the time. They'd probably be having to get that from some type of external source, like some type of drug. Because, hey, we're humans. You know, things dissipate after a while.
So then if that's the case, I mean, here we're suggesting with our characters tonight, Gladys and Hector, and Hector is telling her, he says, you know, there's no doubt I'm in love with you, but I don't know what to expect. I don't know what you're expecting because, you know, anything beyond that commitment that I have for you anything beyond that is fantasy. So is Gladys, Jesse, in your opinion, living in a fantasy world because she wants to feel that in-love feeling from him all the time? It's been 3 years now that they're married, and obviously she's not feeling that. Is she living in a fantasy world?
Yes, I think she is, and she needs to wake up. She needs to wake up. And you probably have to look at Gladys's history a little bit because has she been in long-term relationships before, or is she used to that short-term always having that feeling and going from one high to the next, making her think that it's supposed to be that way all the time?
Okay. Wow, that is very interesting because, you know, what comes to my mind, the only way, and here is what I'm hearing out here in this discussion, and we're going to go to phone lines and momentarily, but what I think I'm hearing is that the novelty wears off because the justification is we're human. Now, the other aspect of that is then what do? Just have short-term relationships? They're 3 months? Okay, you know it's going to die. And then all of a sudden now you go to the next relationship. That's 3 months. So you have four in the course of a year. But then you start missing that first person with something about that first person that you may have missed. And you just recycle all the relationships. What do you think about that, Jesse? And it's like then we'll go to the phone line.
You know, if I could get away with it, now let me not incriminate myself. Go on to this place.
You're honest,
just go
man.
On.
I know.
Well, Dr. Walker.
Yes, go ahead. We'll take the pressure off of Jesse. Go ahead.
Yeah, we will. I'll take that off you, Jesse, because I have been married and I am now single. And, you know, I just had a very significant milestone. And, the bottom line is I just meet lots of people, and it's fun. It really, really is fun. But just the way we are wired as humans, at some point you want to settle. You want that one companion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the novelty will wear off. Yeah, it is very exciting. I can say it right now from personal experience. You know, meeting somebody new frequently, not necessarily that you're getting involved with them, but just the thrill of, oh, wow, you met this new person. But, again, we also have a need for belonging.
Right.
And, you know, on Maslow's hierarchy. So that
right. High
of meeting that new person will get old after a while.
Okay. That is very interesting. Let's go to the phone line. We're going to go to 706-202. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who are we on the air with?
This is Celine Hitchcock, Dr. Jesse. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing just great. Thank you for joining us this evening. We're speaking to the issue of how long does that in love feeling last. Why don't you tell us your experience or give us a contribution to tonight's story?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say I have been enjoying the show. I've been listening pretty much from the beginning, kind of a little bit in and out. I've appreciated a lot of the comments. What I wanted to say about how long does the in love feeling last? I will agree with the I'm sorry, I don't have his name, but the caller who said that it sometimes can come and go. And in the course of my many years of being married, I would say that it does come and go. Realistically speaking, the in-love feeling, I'm not sure if we're talking about that, oh, you know, I'm just so crazy about you, I just feel like wrapping myself around you, that doesn't always last, you know, but it can't always be gone either. it can't just die, because if it dies, that's a problem on its own. I have found that in my relationship that one of the things that happens is just basically life. You know, we get wrapped up in taking care of the kids and the finances and working and so many different things and health and being tired or what have you. Those things kind of keep us from sometimes like really just being able to enjoy each other. And I think that's why it's really, really important that couples make sure that they take some time to come together again and get away from all of the extra stuff that keeps you disconnected, basically. And I think that has helped. Like, for me, going on vacations is a big thing. And I'm not even talking about fancy or expensive vacation. I just mean, can I just have you for a moment, maybe in the mountains, that's an hour, 2 hours away, where the cell phone doesn't work too well, and, you know, I don't have to worry about being disturbed too much and so forth. Can I just have you and your attention only at times? And sometimes that brings it back. You know, when you just take a moment to do a little something different, like the guy was saying, when he saw his wife dancing, that means they probably don't dance as much, you know, very often. And so all of a sudden, sudden he sees her moving and just being a different person, and all of a sudden he's stimulated again. And sometimes we really just kind of need to take a moment away from everything that is happening and find ways to just stimulate each other again.
So then would you say that that in-love feeling can, I mean, it's bad, of course, if it's gone completely. If that in-love feeling
right.
is gone, we would all, I'm pretty sure we would all agree on that. But then
mm-hmm.
because it fluctuates, it goes and it comes, and that's the human aspect as I'm hearing here, and I
mm-hmm.
tend to agree with that, then what has to happen is the parties in the relationship, both parties, I would think, have to do certain things to stimulate, cause a stimulation for that in-love feeling to come to the partner, to their partner. What do you say, Ms. Blake,
yeah.
on that?
Oh, yes. I mean, I talk about it in my book, Falling in Love with Me, the fact that, you know, you have to work at something and things don't just fall in place. You know, that mutual enhancement is what I talk about. So, yeah, it can't be one-sided.
Right, but even when, and we'll go to you in a moment, Jesse, and so what you're saying then also, when we use the word work, I mean, many of us who work on jobs, we probably don't even like the job that we're working on. We don't have our ideal job. And so the word work has a negative, in that sense, has a negative connotation. So if that's the case, when you now you're saying, oh, work on, imagine telling your clients or that you're seeing, you know, in therapy, work on your marriage, work on your relationship, when they already don't like their jobs, and this is their work. And so that because of that negative connotation, now you're saying work on this. Here's another now negative connotation associated with that word work. So now it's like, no, I don't want to work on this. Why can't it take place naturally? Jesse, let me go throw that one at you. Why can't it take place naturally?
I think that it should be kind of organic and natural. I don't think that, you know, you always want to be working on it because you ever heard, well, we all heard that too much of a good thing, or too much of anything is not necessarily good. So
okay.
I think the coming and going, that's just natural. You can't always be on that high. And now,
okay.
For men, I'm going to be real for a second. For
okay.
men, a lot of that in-love feeling kind of revolves around sex because that's what men are driven by.
You okay.
know, that's the honest-to-God truth. And so
okay.
the other night at my party, or not at my party, but at the party, I saw my wife moving and grooving. Man, I'm getting hot right now just thinking about that. But honestly, watching her, and I can't dance. I can't dance. That's probably my father's fault. But watching her out there dancing, and she's coming and dancing on me, and I have to go sit down, and then I get up and watch her dancing, and all the other guys are watching. I'm like, hey, that's mine right there. Man, when we got home, I had to show her who you were. And so it's really that feeling of being in love for men a lot of times, it's sex. It's really being in lust after your wife.
Okay. All right. You know, and with you saying that, that's interesting, and thank you for sharing that with us. But I would also say that it also has to do with you having a desire for your partner, for your significant other, for your spouse. Ms. Blake, I mean, and then we're going to go to Ms. Hitchcock here. Would you say that's on point, that you've got to have that desire? Because not, even for a man, not any woman will do. He's got to have that desire for that woman.
Okay, Dr. Walker, you know me. I keep it real, and I love how
I know
he kept
you
it
do.
Real.
I know you do, yes.
Okay, so having that desire, he's right on point. I agree. But women, okay, because I don't take up for us.
Right,
you
right, right.
You can't be walking around looking raggedy all the time, you know, got your hair jacked up all the time. You know,
uh-huh.
wearing clothes that don't really make you look that attractive. And you
mm-hmm.
wonder why your man don't want you. Come on. I'm just
mm-hmm.
keeping it real. So, yeah,
desire.
But you got to see, there's got to be, you still need to do your part to evoke, and I'm talking about married folks, even though I'm single, I have been married, you got to do your part to evoke that desire. Because if you're walking around with your rolls in your hair or your scarf on all the time looking raggedy as ever, yes, he should see your inner beauty and charm. But you also need to give him something to desire. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on in.
I am so sorry. But this week as she was speaking, it came to my mind. I don't get to watch this show very often, but Little House on the Prairie, and oh, gosh, you know, Mrs. Olson, the one who's always been gossiped and everything like that, she wore the green mask every night to bed, you know, and she and her husband was in some kind of discussion, and he's looking at her with this green mask, and she says to him, "Honey, don't you know why I wear this?" And he said, "Why?" And she says, "So I can be beautiful for you." And he's there thinking, can you be beautiful in the bed for a minute here? Don't worry about being beautiful during the daytime here. Wear it during the daytime. But nonetheless, that was really hilarious to me. And that came to my mind.
Right.
And it is so true. You know, all the things that are being said is so true. Like, as he was saying, men are stimulated by sex. You know, she was saying, yes, ladies, we need to be able to, you know, keep ourselves. We need to walk, you know, walk attractively and do the things that we need to do to keep the attention of our man. And, you know, we cannot allow life to just have us just going anywhere. And as we talk about work, that was the one thing, too, I wanted to tell you about. We do work on everything. I work on school. You know, people work on their education. They work on their job. They work in the church. They work and volunteer. You know, whatever it is they do, we're working. Some jobs, you know, some work we enjoy. Other work we may not. So some people may have a negative perception towards work. But our relationship also demands work. It doesn't just fall into place without work. So we have to work it, and just like we get up in the morning and try to make ourselves look presentable for the job, you know, so that we can keep the job, we also have to do those things that we need to do for our relationship. And if that's what your significant other appreciates, certain things that your significant other appreciates, from time to time they need to get it. They need to know that they're important enough to receive those things that they appreciate, meaning I'm not going to wear my mask and I might be a little bit more wrinkled in the morning time, but at least, you know, you're going to get to see my face at night, you know. Well, nonetheless, basically,
and
we do need to work.
Yeah, that is so interesting that you say that, and I think, and just as Jesse mentioned earlier, men are physical beings, and basically, if you're in this case, as you mentioned with Little House on the Prairie, if that woman is coming to bed and she's coming to bed unattractively to that man, he's not stimulated by that appearance. He's not going to be stimulated unless he's if I may use the term. Unless he's in the heat, I mean, he's just not going to be stimulated. The man basically, you know, his external components is looking at what is attractive to him coming to bed at night. And sometimes women wear these things on their head. They, you know, a wrap or something that they come to bed with.
And Dr. Walker, we got to have our hair looking good.
So I understand. I can understand. But, you know, there needs to be one that maybe perhaps is attractive enough that man can say, okay, I can afford it. Or a certain time that you put it on. But, I mean, night after night with this thing on you. And, you know, we're going to have a show on that. And I want to have at least five different women on that show and about five different men. And we're going to have that discussion to show you what really attracts a man in that bed, and what certainly is a turn off to him in that bed as well, because
and we'll do one for singles too, Dr. Walker. You know, not in terms of bed, but what attracts a man to a woman. You know,
absolutely.
And vice versa.
We will certainly do that. I will certainly do that show after we do this part two. Then we'll do that as a part one, and we'll get the lining audience up. Jesse, we're gonna go back to you before we go to the comments. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Did you have a comment that you wanted to make?
Well, I think that I'm really enjoying the show tonight. One comment that I was thinking about as the guests were speaking was that, you know, women and men, we need to work on the relationship. It's something that I want to add. Sometimes women, you got to do a little psychology to keep your man wanting you. You know, it's often said that men often or always want sex, but sometimes you got to tease them. Tease them a little bit like you're going to give them some and then pull back. That keeps them wanting you. Less than that. You know, don't be so free with it all the time. You know, you want them to desire you. And also, you need to show them that, you know what, you're a good thing. And you may have forgotten, but let me step out here and just watch these guys watching me. So, you know, you got something that not only you desire, but the world wants me to. And so that keeps your man after you. Like, you know what, I'm working for that woman. She needs to know, hey, I'm the daddy.
That's all
right. Absolutely. And, you know, I can add to that because it's really always about that chase. It's always about that chase. And sometimes, you know, unfortunately, as humans, sometimes, and I'm going to throw this out there, keeping it real like my co-host does, sometimes the chase should never be better than the catch because the man should never feel that he's caught it. You understand? Just break that down for my listening audience.
I couldn't have said that better because it's almost like, you know, once I've caught it, well, there's no reason to keep going after it because I got her. And so now, you know what, she no longer probably stimulates me like she used to because I got that. Now I'm on to that next high.
Absolutely.
So that's probably what you're alluding to.
And he's right on point with that because that catch should never be better than that chase. It's all about the chase, trying to get there. Because once that man has gotten there and there's nothing else to desire, he's going to, you know, the human aspect of him, he's going to lose interest. And that's a whole nother show. Let me take some of the comments that have come in about tonight's topic. How long does the in-love feeling last? This male writes in, he says, I really thought the in-love feeling lasts forever, but I realize it doesn't. I tend to like my girlfriend now more than I loved her when we met over 2 years ago. I think we just got used to each other. What do you think, Celine? Let me go to you. Do you think people just get used to each other? Like in your, you didn't mention how many years of marriage you have. How many years of marriage? How long have you been married?
It's going to be 18 years next month.
Wow, 18 years.
Wonderful.
Do you think people... Go ahead. Say that again, Jess.
No, I just said that's wonderful. I'd love to hear that.
That is wonderful. Do you think... Let me ask you this question. This guy says people just get used to each other. Is this something that you would say that you and your husband just got used to each other? You know that you can walk into the bathroom with each other when one is, you know, on sitting in there.
On the toilet. you know, I will say I'll tell you one benefit to actually being married for a long time. You do get accustomed to each other. You do somewhat know each other and have a little bit of an understanding. So a lot of the drama with trying to get to know somebody is not as much as you learn each other. It doesn't mean that you get accustomed to the way the way the person is. You somehow learn to work together. I know that probably contradicts the whole thing of the feeling, the excitement of something new and everything. But somehow I feel like that works along with it. You know, when you just met each other, it's new, it's exciting. You kind of get butterflies. Sometimes you can't even pee straight, you know, to be a little bit for real. So many things happen. But, you know, so as you get accustomed to each other's ways and the person is in your life a lot, yes, a lot of that butterfly and that excitement goes away, but it doesn't mean that the relationship gets boring depending on how you handle the relationship.
Okay, so do you dance for your husband? Now that you've heard that over here.
I'm going to tell you all the time, my husband.
Huh?
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Would you dance for your husband knowing that this might be a stimulating factor for him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like I said, you know, I've been married for 18 years, yes. And there are days that I am, or should I say also there are years when I'm more happier than others. We've had our tough times, you know. I mean, we've had some times when, you know, really for years, I think, according to my husband, it lasted 7 years. 7 years of almost misery where he just said, can I just have my wife back? Because I do have a lot of energy and fun times, you know, enthusiasm about me. But nonetheless, we've been through, you know, experiences where it just didn't seem like we were going to make it. But like I said, I really do feel that as you have to work a relationship like you work your job, like you work your career, like you work your education. You have to be mindful that, okay, you know, let's do this. Let's do something different. And as a married person, I'm going to tell you something that's really, really important in my relationship. And I think it's important in everybody's relationship, too. We just don't take advantage of it. We do what we need to do for everything else. And then when we come to our relationship, we just give the leftovers and we expect it to work out, you know. My husband and I, not to kind of be a, but one of the things that we try to do when it just seems like things are just getting really monotonous, just really just ho-hum, I'm frustrated, he's frustrated, what have you. Literally just take away, and it doesn't even have to be far, you know, because I know finances is always an issue. It could be an hour away or what have you. Find a mountain, find a cabin, something, you know. Just the two of you, I call it, well, we call it S&S weekend. Sex and sleep weekend, okay? Literally, because it's what you sometimes you're tired physically from everything that's happening in the world, and sometimes you're just not giving each other what each other needs for just stimulation or what have you. So really, I mean, we're like, okay, it's just time for another S&S weekend here. You know, it doesn't happen that often, people, but I mean, you just have to take advantage of those times because you get tired, you get frustrated. The feeling doesn't come back on its own when you're doing the same thing every single day. Sometimes you really do have to get away. You really do have to dance before each other. You really do just have to lay there with each other and just, you know, and do other stuff with each other. It's just important. It's important in the marriage life. And we can't take that for granted. You know, women, I get upset with my sisters at times because, not sisters as in my blood sisters, but my sisters as in my women sisters, meaning we get married and then we close up. Why? Excuse me? That doesn't make any sense. How do you do that? You know, sometimes we get married to legalize sex and then we get married and now we don't want to have sex. What was that all about? You know, we have to do the things that needs to do. And likewise, men have to take the time to arouse women, to take them out and just have a nice evening. We've had our really extremely financial hard times. And I would tell my husband, you're acting as though I'm asking you for a $100 weekend. You can take me for a walk downtown for all I care. You know, we could stop and drink a dollar cup of coffee or post them or whatever it is. But we just that time, I just need to know I'm important to you. I just need to know that, you know, I mean something to you. And it doesn't always have to take a lot of money. And we just have to do that in a relationship if we want that feeling to at least come back once in a while to stimulate each other. We just can't keep arguing about the bills and keep doing all sorts of stuff.
Well, I think that is very interesting. That is remarkable that you presented that. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to take another comment. Now, anybody want to comment before I go to another comment? All right, we're going to take another comment here. Mel writes in, I think the in love feeling can last longer than people put out to say it can. I think it depends on the couple and how they feel about each other when it comes to showing their love. Jesse, do you think that there's any relevance to that? I mean, it can last as long as the couple wants to last.
I think the person who wrote that probably has been dating that person less than 3 months. So I'll find out how long he's been dating.
It doesn't say.
No, I will disagree with him, though. I'll disagree with him. You know, it's funny because for me, you know, the in love feeling I look for. So I might be more like the person in your analysis that you read earlier today, the female. My husband would probably be a whole lot like the man. What do you want from me? You know, feelings is because his mindset is I'm committed to you and I do love you. So whether I feel like I love you or you just irritated me or what have you, I still love you and I'm still going to do what I need to do for you. So I think the person who wrote that probably has been married for a while and he's probably still very interested in his spouse. And he feels like it lasts a whole lot longer than people do allow it to last because, you know, I'm not exactly sure what we do that makes it kind of disappear real fast or what have you. But I know that it comes back, and some days it's there a whole lot more than other times. There's not a time when I doubt the fact that I do love my husband. But, yeah, there's sometimes when I doubt that I'm, like, really interested in him. Like, do I really want to have sex? Do I really want to go home? Do I really, you know, there's those times when, no, I don't feel like it. And those are the times when you just kind of have to either, you know, go beyond your feeling and just say what you got to do.
Okay. All right. Let's take another look. Ms. Blake, did you want to comment before I move on?
No, these are really great comments. I'm listening right now.
They are. And by the way, we're going to have a part two of this tonight's broadcast. How long does the in love feeling last? We're going to have part two on next week. We're going to be joined by a featured guest, Dr. T.A. McNeely. He's a pastor and also a marriage counselor. So he's going to be joining us next week for part two of this broadcast. So I'm going to ask that all of you all please join us again, along with inviting somebody else back to the show so that we can have part two of this. Let's take another comment. This female writes in. She says, and we're about 8 minutes before we bring the show to a close. Producer, let me know that we'll go straight through without food for thought and do that next week. Female writes in. She says, now I believe you can show ways that you still feel the in-love feeling based on the things you do with and to each other throughout your relationship. Of course, it's not going to be just like it was in the initial stages of the relationship when you first met each other. So, I mean, this is what I'm hearing, that it goes and it comes, and a great deal of it, as Jesse pointed out, has to do with what one does to stimulate the other one. So there are things, and you all mentioned work, and that there's, you know, and maybe without using the word, we can substitute it for something else, but you have to take action in your relationship, and maybe that's what we can say. Take action in your relationship as opposed to using the word work, because if I counsel someone, I say you got to take action, pro-action, to keep that relationship stimulated some type of way or another. Anybody want to comment in reference to the female that wrote in?
Well, I agree. Right. You know, like we said, it is work, and you need to put the work in.
You got to put the work in. All right, we're going to take another comment. This female writes in also, I've been married for more than 8 years and have always desired the in-love feeling from my husband up until about 6 years ago when I realized that his reality set in and we just operated on emotions for each other. I know in his heart he loves me and is in love with me as I am with him. I think the commitment and promise to honor our vows is where the in-love feelings are perhaps maintained. Jesse, we're going to ask you to speak to that issue because she said she realized that after 8 years of marriage, 6 years ago, she realized that his reality set in, and she's saying his reality, which was obviously not her reality, but perhaps she felt like Gladys, that this in-love feeling should last forever when we're hearing on tonight's broadcast that that might not be a reality.
Well, I think different people have different definitions of what it's like to be in love, and her definition of being in love and mine may be two different things. Now, I also believe that nature accounts for the fact that in love fill-in is going to sometimes go and come. And what nature does is it provides you with kids, because by the time you have kids, you can't really go nowhere. It is too darn hard to raise kids by yourself if you're a man or a woman. And so kids is what keeps you together.
Okay. So I like how you put that, that nature kind of dictates. And so am I hearing that? I thought kids came along to enrich or enhance a relationship, that loving relationship. I mean, wouldn't that put you back to the in love? Gee, this kid's ears are just like mine. These hands, these fingers, these nose. No, he's got your nose because they got a big nose. I mean,
the person perpetuating that is a lie. I'll tell you, because kids will drive you up the wall. Do I have time for a quick story?
Yes, go ahead.
Really quickly. Okay, the other day, my two little daughters were fighting. The 2-year-old was just going to town on the 5-year-old, and the 5-year-old was screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, she beat me up." And so I turn and catch the 2-year-old out of the corner of my eye saying, just slapping the 5-year-old. And I said to the 5-year-old, I said, "The next time she does it, hit her back." And so the 5-year-old just winds her hand back and just pimp slaps the 2-year-old, and she goes crazy. And I'm saying all of this, say, I didn't intend for that to happen, but they're both driving me crazy. And you just can't raise them. You can't raise them alone. I feel like the same parent.
Oh, my goodness. That is too funny. Wow. So are you suggesting that you're promoting violence in your children?
I didn't intend for that to take place the way that it did, but it did. All fighting stopped right then.
Oh, my goodness. That is too funny. That is really too funny. But I would certainly encourage you to just over the air, find another method to let them find a resolve with their conflict. But certainly that 2-year-old can't take advantage of the 5-year-old and vice versa. but let me see if we have any more comments up in here. Ms. Blake, did you want to comment?
No, I just think this has been an awesome show, and that a lot of great points came out for males and females to just work at it.
Okay. Celine, did you want to comment before I take this last comment that's come in? We've got about.
No, I will let you go ahead. I think she hit it on the head. That was a great comment.
Here we're talking about how long does the in love feeling last. This is part one of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to have part two. Our featured guest will be Dr. T.A. McNeely. He's a pastor and marriage counselor. He will be joining us on the air next week. So we're going to encourage all of you all, our listening audience around the world, promote that on your social media. This last comment that comes in from this email, she writes in, she says, "I think the in-love feeling should last or could last as long as you let or allow it to last in your relationship. It's up to both of you." And I think that says a mouthful right there. It could last, and perhaps, you know, as we recap tonight's broadcast, if the individuals find a way to bring the stimulation back into the relationship, even when you're not loving each other, but you still like each other. And then there are times when, of course, you don't love each other and you don't like each other. And so that's where perhaps Hector was talking about that commitment that supersedes, you know, the commitment supersedes that in-love feeling. So that's what we've got to look forward to, is that commitment. That's what binds us in relationships. So with that in mind, we're going to look forward to next week's show. Anything to close out with, 10 seconds or less, any one of my listening callers? Jesse, did you have a thought? How long does it last?
Nope, just great show. Great show.
Okay.
Can't wait to do it next week.
Okay, Celine, anything?
I've enjoyed it, Dr. Jesse Walker, and I appreciate all the comments that were made and all the comments that came in.
Okay,
thank
my
you.
Co-host, you've got the last word. What do you say?